Don't move.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay back. My father's a cop. You are making a huge mistake.
I'm not the person you think I am. And I need your help. Peter Declan is gonna be executed in 48 hours. I think he's innocent. Declan's wife was gonna blow the whistle on Jason Brodeur. Brodeur had her murdered.
There are 1,000 lawyers in Starling City. Why me?
We're both trying to help.
What makes you so sure I'm gonna help you?
Because I know you'd do anything to save the life of an innocent man.
A jury has found you guilty, Mr. Declan.
The evidence was stacked against me, but I didn't kill my wife. I didn't take my daughter's mother from her.
The murder weapon was a knife from your kitchen with your prints on it. It was found along with Camille's blood in the trunk of your car. Your neighbors said they heard an argument that night.
We had a knockdown fight over Jason Brodeur. Camille worked for him. And his company had been dumping toxic waste into the glades. Camille told me that she'd gone and told the supervisor about it. I was afraid for my family's safety. And we argued. Very loudly, yes. Izzy started crying. So Camille went and stayed in her room. In the morning, I went to apologize and, that's when I found her. So I just grabbed Izzy and I ran outside and I called 911. I'm innocent, Ms. Lance.
Well, it looks like someone forgot a lunch date with his wife.
What do you mean? Lunch isn't for another 45 minutes ago. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. The restaurant is holding our table. Is there something wrong?
Compliance department's tagged something. $2.6 million withdrawal from one of our Vancouver subsidiaries.
What? Do you mean, are you saying that someone embezzled $2.6 million from the company?
Well, it's probably a bookkeeping error, but compliance is understandably worried about an IRS audit. Yeah. But don't worry. I'm sure it's nothing. Oh, come on. We're going to be late. I mean, later.